It's a Friday in June, but the Petersburg Elementary School's cafeteria is still teeming with kids. Lunch lady, Kitty Brantuis, knows them all by name.
Hey, Natalie, do you want teriyaki chicken or sweet chili chicken?
Terry chicken.
And beside the Terry chicken, there's a full salad bar, too.
From this end, we've got lettuce, bean salad, fresh carrots.
Now, in the summertime, the federal government covers this food for any child who wants it. But that's not the case in the school year. When the semester starts back up this fall, Alaska schools have access to less funding for school meals. And that means they will have to face the full force of inflation. Carly Johnson McIntosh is in charge of the meals at Petersburg Schools. She's watched the cost of her food orders skyrocket.
So if you look at chicken, that has doubled in price compared to what you were able to get it in 2020 or 2021.
According to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the price of food in schools has shot up this year by a chart-topping 294%.
In 2010, when I started, a weekly grocery bill was about $2,000. Now, 1 week's worth of groceries is about $5,000. But the biggest part of that is over the past 2 years.
How school meals are paid for during the semester gets pretty complicated. Basically, the federal government reimburses Alaska schools for many of the meals they serve, but not all of them. Depending on household income, some kids are eligible for free meals, some are eligible for reduced meals, and some pay full price. In Petersburg, more than 60% of students are eligible for free or reduced meals. That's a little under the statewide average of 3/4. In the last year, schools have been able to claw back between $6 and $7 for each free or reduced meal. But the problem is, that reimbursement rate just hasn't kept up with soaring food bills. And that leaves schools with two options. The first is to get thrifty, like Johnson McIntosh in Petersburg.
We try to buy bulk orders to help reduce the cost, and then we plan menus so that if we have any leftovers of one day, we can easily use it in another thing without having any waste or overhead and leftover product.
The second option is to increase the prices for the students who do pay, and that's exactly what the Petersburg School District plans to do. They'll be proposing a 25-cent increase to the standard meal charge at the next school board meeting in August. It might not seem like much, but 5 days a week for a few children, and their quarters start to add up. But even if they do both of those two things, many Alaska schools will still feel the pinch. Trevor Bridgewater is the president of the Alaska School Nutrition Association.
It's definitely a fact that schools are caught between the rising costs of food and a stagnant reimbursement rate, and we are constantly behind the curve on how to fund our programs.
And Bridgewater says Alaska schools face an additional problem.
Unlike other states, the state of Alaska does not provide any additional reimbursement monies to school nutrition programs in Alaska.
The federal reimbursement rates for 2024 are expected any day now. Bridgewater says that if the rate increase isn't enough, schools may have to search for cutbacks, maybe some big ones.
Literally, whether or not certain schools can afford to continue serving meals in schools, the other option is to look at food products that cost less. And food products that cost less are usually of lesser quality.
And back in Petersburg, cutbacks of any kind could face stiff resistance from already picky cafeteria customers.
I don't like it when they serve banana bread.
I don't like spaghetti.
I don't like the carrot very much.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, 72 kids fed today. That just leaves the washing up. For KFSK, I'm Thomas Copeland.